Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. My Michael Elves, joined from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, hottie.
And back in the bullpen this week, we've got Chris Zook.
Sounds good.
Let's I figured out where you were in the stadium this week.
It's all good. You know, there's no one around in the stadium right now. You can move all over the place.
It's really too bad they got rid of the bullpen cart because you could be driving that around the field. Oh, like, man. All
I wouldn't trust Zook with a bullpen car. Are you kidding me?
That is true. Brian is very right about that. I can be all over the place. But I'll tell you, that is the one thing they're
You can pull a Behringer and drive it to your girlfriend's place.
Right. They want let's go back to oh my God, let's go back, right? No, you know, the funny thing is that's what they should be doing to get baseball going again, right? Just having people rip around carts, right?
I can't believe is that like Blurn's ball from Futurama, where when he hits the home run, they all get on motorcycles and drive around the base pads.
See, yeah, Futurama had it right.
Yeah.
So, Brian, why don't you start this off here? Today, we're taping this on Tuesday, so it'll air on Friday.
So, there is
some good news if you're a Major League Baseball fan, I guess.
Not I guess, definitely.
He guesses you're a Major League Baseball fan.
Well, anyways, this tweet.
We can get into it. Just start it off.
Tweet as sent out by Jim Bowden. Analyst, whatever, with Major League Baseball says, quote, MLBPA has informed MLB players will report on July 1st for July 24th opening day, 60 games season in 66 days, both working on finalizing health and safety protocols, but which quite frankly will be something with both parties will continue going forward. That being said, 2 hours ago, the deal is done between MLBPA and MLB on health protocols. Game on. We've got baseball. Fully prorated salaries for the players. Exactly what they wanted. Exactly what they were bargaining for. They got them. 60. We're going to get a 60-game Major League Baseball season starting on July 4th. Spring training, July 1st.
No. Actually, I don't believe the games don't start till July 24th.
Sorry, you're right.
Around there.
July 24th. I misspoke. You're right.
I mean,
July 24th is opening day.
It could change. I mean, depending on what's going on in the world at that time. But obviously, I think that's the tentative date of it. So I saw a graphic earlier today. I think since like the end of May, so about a month, I think there was like 9 or 10 proposals back and forth from the Major League, from the owners to the players. Brian, you probably are the most out of the three of us here. After all that month of all this round and around and go, did we end up about the same place where we would have started about May, at the end of May?
So the players are going to be getting slightly more money. slightly more money than if it was going to be what the owner's proposal was.
Because of the prorated?
Yeah, because of the prorated salary. They're going to be getting slightly more money. It's hard to tell what the rest of the details are, but it seems like it's going to be expanded playoffs this year and universal DH.
No, what I read is there isn't going to be expanded playoffs. That's kind of the weird thing about this is that it's the universal DH would be in a play, but there won't be expanded playoffs because the owners are only getting the money. So I believe the players were like, I think where it goes back, this is what I read. So maybe, you know, by the time this airs, it could change again. But I'm led to believe at this moment as we're talking, the expanded playoffs is not happening for 2020.
Okay. Wow. That's super interesting then.
Really weird because the proposal, I think, that was just before this had expanded playoffs. When last week it looked like Tony Clark and Rob Manfred were talking to each other, had expanded playoffs. But I believe they revert back to the March 26th. It's very confusing. And we're supposed to know what this is about. So I can't imagine just the average Joe. But to my knowledge, I believe it's just the regular 10 teams are in the playoffs and they're going to go at it to 60 game sprint starting at the end of July.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I'm still excited that we're going to get baseball and I'm still excited that the players didn't get a raw deal.
Did they get the best deal that they, I mean, without not having baseball this year, end of the day, they get a bit of a win. Is that sort of the theory? Is if you're judging this, like they get a 6 out of 10 out of the 5 out of 10 for the owners or something?
Well, they held to their position that it needed to be prorated, right?
Exactly, like that's which is a big deal.
Any instance of them bowing and settling for less sets this dangerous precedent,
right?
I think.
Yeah, I agree. That being said, even though no expanded playoffs, there will be a DH in the National League. That's confirmed. We're getting that. So all you NL people who claim that there's more strategy can go kick sand.
No, but the funny thing is,
we're getting better baseball in the whole major leagues.
No. And the thing is about this is down the road, whenever they figure out the whole bigger picture, but that's great for the MLB PA, right?
Because that's an extra player. We're not ever going back to having.
No, this is it. Once this happens, but it's amazing that it stuck this long, but that's another story. But yeah, I mean, I believe they need to do more of this stuff anyways, because they're going to find out that, yeah, they have to be a bit more creative. They can't be stuck in the past. And we've talked about this endlessly. But, yeah, I mean, today's a good day, as in at least we're going to get baseball in whatever form it's going to be, and probably with nobody in the audience. But at least Major League Baseball is coming back in July.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's crazy. I'm very excited about it.
Go ahead.
It'll be interesting to see what else goes, what sort of health and safety protocols. There's no schedule out yet, but we're expecting it within the next 72 hours. That being said, there's been some leaks, and the Astros will play the Dodgers in the regular season.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be games. Fun. I'm setting the over-under on Astros plunked in I'm probably going to say it's a two-game series. I'm putting that over-under at 4.5.
Oh, I'd go over for sure, big time. I was going to say like 10.
I'd take the under because it's going to get shut down real quick.
It'll get shut down really quick, but I think 4.5 is probably the right line. I might, depending on how close we get in the season, it might be closer to 3.5, but – yeah, it'll be interesting to see. In other baseball news, players from teams that normally do their spring training in Florida are going to have to be extremely cautious because of what's going on in the NHL in terms of that. Charlie Blackman and two other Colorado Rockies have tested positive for coronavirus. So
I'm pretty sure earlier this evening I saw that 6 Phillies, 4 players and 2 staffers have tested positive.
That's also what I've seen as well. So
there is one interesting thing is, so we're doing this by Zoom, so people can't see this on radio, obviously. But Brian, who's a big Blue Jay fan wearing the hat, that's going to be the interesting thing, because I believe right now there is still travel restrictions about Toronto. So where would they play the games if it's Toronto? Would they play it in Buffalo? Would they do? Does it? Do you know anything about that, Brian?
They haven't mentioned anything about bubble sites as of yet. But if there is a season and they are traveling from city to city, which I can't imagine they will, they'll probably figure out some way to have bubble cities. I can't imagine that the Jays will play in Toronto. There's no way, because if you travel internationally, you got to take 2 weeks off. So
it just
the border closed. Remains closed.
Yeah. It can't happen. So
I think the extended date right now goes past when they're proposing to bring this.
It's right around there. Right. But I think there's like a provision, like the NHL is kind of making provision if there's a bubble city for their sport. But that said, it's because Toronto's only the one Canadian team, as opposed to, you know, in hockey, there's many Canadian teams involved in there. So,
right.
Anyways, it's a bit of, like, yeah, maybe they go to Buffalo, maybe they go to a hub city or whatever. But I mean, I can't see Toronto playing in the Rogers Center this year.
No, it won't happen.
Well, with the recent COVID numbers, you have to think that, like, Florida and Arizona, which they were originally talking about because of the fact that the spring training facilities are there, neither of those places is an appropriate
place.
Like the
right worst
now.
Place. That'd be like going to New York and New Jersey at the start of this, right? Like it's just,
yeah.
I imagine, on fire right now.
I imagine Los Angeles is probably gonna be it, right?
Like, although isn't Orange County experiencing a spike right now?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But like, you have to think about it, right? It's what places have a sufficient number of ballparks and hotels to house players if they end up doing bubble stadiums, right?
Or
bubble
right.
Right, because we think, so you, Brian, you're saying that some of it is a leak. Is there anything else has leaked about sort of, is there certain geographic kind of areas where, let's say, Chicago, Milwaukee, or St. Louis stuff?
The fact that the playing? Dodgers and the Astros are playing each other makes me think that they're going to group the divisions together.
Right.
Okay. So it'll be three bubbles per se. You'll get the AL West and the NL West.
The Centrals and the Wests.
The Centrals and Wests. That's what makes the most sense. And if the Angels, or if the Dodgers are playing the Astros, that's the only thing that makes sense. Again, I am assuming.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making that assumption, but you know, who knows?
The interesting thing is, now this is going back in history, but I looked this up today because I was curious about, you know, what is a parallel. And the parallel is 1981. They had the strike during the season, and so they split it up. And so basically, the first half I think was about 58 games, and the second half was about 53 games. So they had this crazy. It was ridiculous, but it's the only way the Expos ever got in the postseason. So I guess it worked out for them. But and TSN actually was showing it this week for some reason, because baseball's back. But it's going to be a sprint. This is totally different than really what baseball's geared for. It's geared for the long haul, the marathon, and this is going to be totally sprint. Different. And so I believe it puts – I mean, you got to be excited, Brian. The Blue Jays are into play here. I mean, all you need to do is, like, the Nationals, people forget last year. So if they would have gone – with last year,
they would have missed the playoffs.
They would have been 27-33 was what their record was in 60 games. Well, they would be nowhere close to it, right? So if the Blue Jays get off the hot start, they're in, right? They can win this.
I mean, any team can realistically win it. Yeah, anybody can. I mean, think about it. Last year, like the Mariners had that really hot start, right? And if it was a 50-game season, they would have been in. 60 games, I think they wouldn't have, but still, you know. If you're riding that much of a hot streak, who knows? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. If the season even gets off the ground.
Well, the interesting thing too, because then it'd be much more, I would think there'd be some double headers, or because it's really condensed.
60 games in 66 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if they, I mean, again, they're not going to get really a lot of gate, if any, because I would assume
there
most
won't
of it will not
There's
be
no
people.
Way. Well, there can't be. There's no way. I mean, there's no way.
You're right, except there's certain – yeah, anyways, yes. I would agree with you, but you never know, right? Because, we could talk a little bit about sort of what's happening with the Goldeyes, right? They're going to be playing. And
right.
And in that league, are they actually going to have people? Does anyone know that?
As far as I know, no, but I have a couple of press releases here from the American Association. I'll read those out, and we can talk about that. That's what I wanted to talk about next. The American Association of Independent Baseball will begin a 16, 60-game season with fans in attendance. There you go.
Yeah.
On Friday, July 3rd, the league office announced full schedule will be announced June the 15th. The American Association will begin the season operating out of three hubs with games hosted by the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, the Milwaukee Milkmen, and the Sioux Falls Canaries. Winnipeg Goldeyes will operate out of the Fargo hub. Chicago Dogs will operate out of the Milwaukee hub, and the St. Paul Saints will operate out of the Sioux Falls hub. Each team will play 42 of their 60 games in their hub to limit travel. The schedule will allow any of the three road clubs to return home for games if local environment restrictions allow for games with fans in attendance. The American Association's teams participating in the 2020 season were based on cities allowing for fans in attendance at stadiums, geography, and the COVID restrictions that persist in certain American Association cities. Each team and stadium will have in place and enforce COVID-ready plans approved by local health departments and government officials. Stadiums will configure the return of play with limited capacity to in order to allow safe social distancing while enjoying a live professional baseball game. A truncated spring training will begin on June 25th, so 2 days from now, or I guess 2 days after recording yesterday as the airing.
That's right. It would start on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday as the airing of this episode with opening day scheduled for July 3rd, American Association will experiment with new roster rules for 2020, highlighted by the elimination of rookie LS and veteran minimums on maximum rosters and a draft of players from non-participating clubs to allow the best possible talent available to play this season. The regular season will end September 10th and a five-game American Association Finals pitting the top two teams from the regular season. So the schedule got released. You can go check that out. That was released last week. So that's pretty exciting. The Goldeyes got some fairly decent players from that dispersal draft. You can look up the results from that as well. That happened on June 17th. There's been no further news on the website, but that's pretty exciting.
Did you say the top two will play a best of five?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the interesting thing about that is because that's what I thought it was going to be people in attendance, because that league is gate driven, right? It I mean, they don't make a lot of, you know, it's a minor
not
league.
A TV rights.
Yeah, it's not TV enhanced, right? So it'll be interesting, I guess. So Fargo's the one that the Goldeyes will play in.
Yep.
So I guess they're doing some kind of social distancing, whatever they're doing in that ballpark, to they can get people in, but maybe in a safe distance. And again, North Dakota is sort of like Manitoba, where there isn't as many COVID cases, which is a good thing. So I guess, I mean, yeah, baseball is going to be played. So that's why I say, I know it seems crazy, but You never know here if people want to squeeze a dollar or two, you know, at the major league level. But it definitely makes sense at the Goldeyes level, because they have to make a couple dollars, right? I mean, they do it. They're going to do it on as cheaply, as inexpensive as possible, but they still have to make some revenue.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if the players are getting paid at all. There's no word. There hasn't been any word about any of that. I can't imagine that those guys are going to be getting paid what their contracts say they should be. There's no way. Because that league can't survive, even with the richness of the teams that are involved, that league can't survive if they pay the players full salary. Also, it's a little bit of a shame that the borders closed, because I would have liked to have seen a live baseball game this year, but obviously that's not going to happen. I'm not going to get allowed through the, they won't allow us through the gates, right? So.
No, yeah, and as it is, the numbers in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota are not, no great shakes either. So,
correct.
Yeah, and the one thing is, you know, I mean, at least they'll have it, I guess, somewhere on air or online. I would assume you can watch the Goldeyes.
They've always been streaming. They've always been streaming their games online. So.
Yeah, it'll just be different. This is the whole thing about sports in 2020 right now, right? So, I mean, hey, it's good that they sort of got the go-ahead for that. And you know, the Goldeyes will be playing early in July.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we'll be supporting them through and through. We are Fish fans here on the Bench Jockeys.
We'll do our best to do the Fish Focus segment and keep track of what's going on with the squad as they play that season.
Well, I mean, they're going to start playing basically a full month before Major League Baseball. So we'll have a lot of time to dedicate to the Fish.
Well, no doubt about that. Can I go back to that for a second?
Of course. Yeah.
Is this not I mean, I talked about it a little bit last week as well in regards to, it feels like no matter, I get about the owners and the players, they're both were entrenched in, but boy, what a missed opportunity. They could have had this done and they could have been starting the same time the Goldies. Like I get why we got to this place and I understand both sides sort of it, but you know, it's unfortunate. No one could really see the forest from the trees here, but because they really blew a good opportunity to be the first one out. And here's the other caveat. At the end of July, who knows what the world's going to be again? It's in the States, it's spiking all over the place right now, and that's not a good thing. I'll be curious to see where it'll be safe, if at all.
Yeah. There are more stuff that have kind of sort of been leaking out as we've been doing this.
Nice.
So I'll read out some of the stuff. MLB agrees to union's proposal in health and safety protocol. All players who cohabitate with a high-risk individual, including a pregnant spouse, has the right to opt out and be paid with service time. Previously, it was only high-risk players who could opt out and still be paid. So now it's including those who cohabitate. So if they have a spouse or a child, so that's good. More health and safety stuff. No pregame, so temperature checks twice and symptom checks twice a day, COVID tests every other day during spring training, regular season and postseason, antibody testing about once a month. High-risk players can opt out. No pregame exchange of lineup cards, social distancing encouraged in the on-field, pitchers to bring own rosin bag to mound, non-playing personnel wear masks in dugout and bullpen at all times, spitting prohibited, but chewing gum is allowed. Fights are strictly prohibited. So no base brawls this year. No chaw. Yeah. Probably better for the health of all those guys. More stuff here. So players will complete symptom and exposure questionnaire before reporting to camp. They'll then go through an intensive intake screening with temperature check, COVID test, blood test for antibodies, self-isolate for 48 hours until given the all clear. Players are to be given thermometers to check themselves at home twice each morning. Each club must designate a specific testing site at the ballpark. Anyone who enters the ballpark will have their temperature taken. More and rule changes. Implementation of DH in both leagues. Extra innings start with a runner on second base.
Ew. Oh, they're doing that one.
That's not fun.
A big one.
That's interesting.
That's gross.
You know what? I appreciate that if we're going to do this shortened season and we're like all bets are off in terms
right,
of how things go,
shorten the games.
Do what they can to test some of these ideas at the major league level.
I guess.
Right?
I think it's for shortening the games. I think I would agree with Brian. I'm not the biggest fan of that, but I think in lieu of that, you know, they don't want a 20-inning game because they're probably going to have to play a game the next day and the next day and the next day.
Well, if they're playing 60 and 66 yeah. days, yeah, absolutely.
Makes sense. More stuff here. No limits on position players pitching. Pitchers can have a wet rag in their pocket as a substitute for licking fingers. The three batter minimum stands.
Okay, so they haven't gotten rid of that one. The other things, I've got some roster rules that I just pulled up from Jason Stark.
Sure.
This is from earlier today. So to be eligible for the postseason, a player must be added to the big league roster by September 15th. The season will start with 30-man rosters down to 28 after 2 weeks and then 26 after 4 weeks. Teams can invite up to 60 players to the big league spring training or can send 20 players to an alternate site.
Okay.
And then not all players on the 40-man roster must be invited to big league spring training, but if not, must still be paid. Adjusted rule. So transactions freeze ends this Friday at noon Eastern.
I've heard that that the Giants have already got a deal in place with our best friend Yasiel Puig.
Ah. Oh, nice.
So, Yasiel Puig going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah, teams, that's great.
Teams must submit a 60-man player pool name by Sunday at 3 Eastern. In-person scouting will be allowed. Teams can take up to 3 taxi squad players on the road, but if they have 3, one of those must be a catcher. As far as health and safety protocols, though, the question remains is if a player got traded midseason, would they have to isolate and for what period of time before joining their new team?
Mm. So the interesting thing on this
with an August 31st trade deadline, apparently.
I mean, yeah. I honestly screw the trade deadline. We shouldn't be having it. Just let him go.
I mean, it'll be so fast anyways. Like 60 games is just going to go just like that.
Well, yeah, it's going to go in 2 months, basically.
The interesting thing, too, is also that you're not going to have what kind of numbers can guys put up there, right? Like last year we had all the homers, right? It was, everyone was hitting dingers out there. And so is the ball going to be a bit juiced this year? Are they going to try and, you know, do that so people will kind of, you know, gravitate back to baseball and see all the home runs? I mean, someone could maybe hit 30 some home runs this year. I mean, it seems quite unlikely, but you never know. Someone get a hot streak.
I think you're more likely to see like a really low ERA.
Yeah, you think the pitchers are going to be ahead of the batters?
I think
Chris Crawford, a minor league baseball a reporter, I guess, put out a tweet. I could be doing this wrong. Hell, I most assuredly am. But if I'm doing this right, the most homers in a season by a player who played in exactly 60 games is Tony Clark.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't say how many, but yeah, Tony Clark. Yeah, time is a flat circle, guys.
The other I saw a tweet, I can't remember who it was, but someone said, I feel like we're going to have a 400 hitter this year and people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah, 13 home runs in a 60 game in a flat 60 game amount is the most amount. Tony Clark with 13, Matt Williams and Reb Russell tied with 12, couple guys tied at 11. Jose Canseco at 10, some other guys. Mike Sweeney with 8, Yasmani Grandal with 8, Will Myers with 8, Fernando Tatis with 8. So, yeah, we're not going to see a lot of long balls like
that. You're saying that the most someone has hit in a 60 game span is 13?
That's correct. Yeah.
Not in a 60 game stretch, but
60
game total.
As a 60 game season. 60 games during one season.
Okay.
You're probably right that there are more than 13 games over, or more than 13 home runs.
Right. I'm just saying if you had a 60 game stretch of someone.
Right. Because, like, there's no way.
McGuire or something. Right.
Someone who only played 60 games total is what.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. So the interesting thing is, I'd go with the over. I'm going to tell you right now. Someone's going to have 20 this year.
Oh.
I mean, easy, right? I mean, maybe 25, right? I just think also, like, it just depends. If,
I think 25 is probably too many.
Oh, so you get on a hot streak. I mean, I remember that 30 for 30, McGuire started off real hot on that season.
What's the rule? Is it cross, multiply, and divide? I'm bad at math, man. Let me – so 25
– oh, boy, here we go. Math.
25 over 60 equals X over 162. So I cross, multiply, and divide. Hang on, guys. I've got this.
Oh, boy.
So 25 times 162 – divided by 60.
This is good radio, isn't it?
I was going to say, this is the best kind of radio.
Is 68 home runs over a season possible? Unlikely. Yeah.
But possible, right? I mean, some of the guys, like last year, if the
ball
is
take the
a
under
bit more,
25.
Okay, I'll go with the, well, I'll say 25 or over. How about
so
that? Give 20, me 25.
24 and a half? I take the under 24 and a half. You'll take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to say like someone like Acuna or something like that. Or
okay, done.
Are you guys water betting this?
Yeah, we'll water bet.
Well,
when it's,
sure.
When it's whatever. Safe.
Yeah, when it's right. From a safe distance. From a safe, you know.
It's a 6 foot toss.
It's a 6 foot toss.
It's a six. It's like a.
got a cup of water and you got to hit the guy from 6 feet away.
You got to be very, you know, you got to be adaptable in these times, right?
True.
Correct. Yeah.
So are we going to bring up Trevor Bauer's tweet about Aubrey Huff and getting it into it? Because I know we sometimes like Trevor Bauer, but sometimes don't. Some of what he has to say is valuable and getting it into it with the noted baseball racist Aubrey Huff. I got to say, I side with Bauer on this one.
Yeah, it's very infrequent that I'm like, you know what, Trevor Bauer? I'm
a broken
honest.
Trevor Bauer is
could
right
you,
twice
could
a day.
You explain it a little bit? Because I know some of this, but could you maybe a little context for people?
Well, I mean, Bauer, for all his like issues on online, has along with a lot of other players, called it racism in the sport. And one of the people who is on the opposite side of that is former ball player Aubrey Huff. And they got into a bit of a spat, and Aubrey Huff took a picture of his two San Francisco Giant World Series rings and said he'd take that over Bauer's lead in his war, amongst other things, and said that, you know, war is as a participation trophy for individualistic snowflakes.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Like,
yeah. Bauer wins on this one for sure.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations, Aubrey. You were the worst player, and you got carried to a World Series.
Right, I was going to say, what was his contribution?
Yeah, he's super proud of those World Series.
Yeah, we all remember that run when Madison Bumgarner did nothing. And Aubrey,
yeah, right? Like, yeah, exactly. Sorry, Matt Cain, Tin Lincecum, and Madison Bumgarner carried you to a World Series twice.
I did appreciate that Marcus Stroman got in on things too. I guess Aubrey Huff was tweeting something about NASCAR this past week, and Marcus Stroman tweeted back, "Are you a racist or are you a racist?"
Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh my God, it's good. Well, you know what? This is good. It at least we will have baseball. Hopefully, as long as you know, there's
the COVID hangout.
Jeez. Oh my goodness. I mean, this is crazy, right? Because as we tape this, it's still going to be about a month away, right? They're going to do about three and a half weeks of a spring training and find places where they can do that. Because like you said, Florida and Arizona are going to be the greatest places. And hopefully people can be clean, you know, before they get into playing real games. But at least they figured this out. I wish they would have done it sooner, obviously. But at least it's better than no season this year.
Yeah,
this is true.
And the Blue Jays really have a chance. I'm telling you right now.
Let's settle it down just a little bit.
Hey, let's be honest. Red Sox aren't going to be great this year, right? They're kind of in a rebuild.
Settle it down a little bit. I don't want to be seen as that much of a homer.
You're going to pump the brakes a bit here?
Pump the brakes just a little, okay?
I'm going to say this. Your Twinkies are, Michael, I think they have a really good shot. Donaldson will be there, and you never know. Like, I mean, all you need is the one thing is you just need to get out of the gate real quicker. You can't fall behind quickly or you're sunk. That's the only interesting thing about this, because now with the expanded playoffs, there's going to be a lot of nothing games by the end of August, because there'll be teams that will be way out of this. They can't make the wild card even, and then they'll just be playing out the string.
It's definitely not a slow burner of a season. You got to hit it hard, so definitely.
The NL East still has the Yankees and the Rays, and who Lord only knows if the anyone else will be good. You know, we're not going to beat out. We won't beat out both of those teams, though, right? We won't beat out. So I mean, we're gonna if the Jays get in, it'll be wild card, and there's a lot of good teams.
I'm just saying this is the Expos got in 81, and they did not have they had the best record in one of those split seasons. You can get lightning in a bottle. Like, you know, I'm just saying is the facts will probably bear out that the Blue Jays don't make it, but everyone has a little bit more of an honest shot than usually at the start of the season. Let's say that.
Yeah, I guess.
The question then becomes how large an asterisk do we put beside the championship if Jared's Cleveland team finally wins?
I would say none, because in 81, in 81, I go back to 81 a bit, the Dodgers won it. I'd never heard of an asterisk because it was the split season and stuff. I mean, I looked at that. Cincinnati had the best record for both split seasons, and they didn't even make the playoffs because of the stupidity of it, right? So, I mean, the Dodgers, they didn't take away that World Series trophy because they wanted in a split season strike. So, it's not going to be ideal, but it's better than something. I mean, someone will take that World Series trophy.
And it is just a piece of metal, as Rob Manfred said. So.
That's right. We can make our own.
I hate that man. I hate him so much.
I'll tell you this. He did not wear very well during this. And it'll bear it out next year when they start doing this shenanigans again and all that stuff. But I'll tell you this much. I mean, it's crazy. That's just not good stewardship, I don't think, because
No, it's a guy who clearly doesn't like the sport, right? He doesn't like the sport. Say what you want. Say what you want about Gary Bettman, but at least you can tell he cares about hockey.
Sure.
Right? Like say what you want about David Stern, but at least he cared about basketball.
Right.
I can't really say the same thing about Roger Goodell, and I can't say the same. You know, you could say that Bud Selig, for all the stupid, awful, horrendous stuff that Bud Selig did.
He was a baseball guy. There's no
at least
baseball.
He cared about the yes. sport.
He sure
Manfred
did.
Does not care about the sport. Period. He's there. Him. He's there, and the owners are there specifically to make money.
And that's the crazy thing about this is they're not maximizing what they can make this year. That's the crazy thing about
it. They're depreciating their franchise values, which I
not only that silly. depreciating.
But that's
baseball.
That's a whole other show.
We might have a couple more times to get in that before baseball starts up majorly in July.
Well, I guess we have to hand things over to Front Burner, and with apologies to the Bad News Bears, we will maybe have.
Oh, that's right.
If there's enough weeks, if there's enough weeks before baseball gets back, we might have a few more films in us, and Bad News Bears might be on the docket.
Probably just one, right? Because we'll be recording next Tuesday, and then the official start will start the following Friday.
Did we do? Have we
and here I was hoping to get a Boston fan on to talk about the Fever Pitch.
Mike, please. I don't ever want to watch that movie.
That's an awful movie. Let me tell you, a great book, but an awful movie. Awful movie.
Wasn't the book about
soccer? It's about soccer because it's a British film. And there's actually a Colin Firth movie originally.
Interesting.
And then this is like American an adaptation slash remake.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Which I thought we could have fun with. That was the...
Well, we'll figure out something for next week. There's plenty of baseball movies still out there.
Bad News Bears. Right. We already said we're doing it.
Well, we could, but we've been saying that for weeks. That's the only
thing. That's true. All right. Well, that's it for us. Stick around for Front Burner. We'll be back next Friday. Thanks for tuning in.
Strike three. You're out.